Jesus paid taxes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus paid taxes. Can you believe that? Jesus paid taxes. Here he was, just a wandering Messiah, and he had his disciples wandering around with him. And the tax collector collected from apparently everybody. The tax collector in those days was sure to get their money from everybody, to take whatever they could. If the people had any money at all, they got a portion of it. If the people owned the land, then they got a portion of the produce from that land. But the tax collector collected from everybody. Now, how do we know this? Well, Jesus had a tax collector on his staff. This man was a tax collector when he was not following Jesus and listening to what he was being taught. And so when it came time for Jesus to pay taxes, Jesus had to give money to this man to take and turn over to the government. And he did this. But now Jesus paid taxes readily and easily. And he paid taxes in very specific ways. And a phrase that he used, which I thought was very significant, he said, "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto man that which is man's." Because the Roman coins had the likeness of Caesar on it. And so the Roman coins represented Caesar's money. And man's money was something quite different. Man's money was his consciousness. And Jesus taught man to be a being of love. The other day I was helping a neighbor who was having a very distressing time. We'd had heavy, heavy, heavy rains, and the water came down in different places. That is, it didn't come down in different places. It started running along in different places, running down the hillsides and over the valleys. And it was running right underneath one of my neighbor's mobile homes. And my neighbor came running to me and said, "Your water is running over under our mobile home." "That's a rain." He said, "Yeah, but it's running right. Can you stop it? Can you stop it?" And so we immediately took our tractor and diverted the water so it would run over to the ditch and not off across the plain. And we did it very efficiently, very quickly, and the water stopped running under his mobile home. And then a few days later, another great rain came. It was our moment of rains. And he came running over. He says, "I got this ditch. And oh, he was all frustrated. And so I took my tractor, and I'm not familiar with running the tractor at that time. It was brand new to us. But I got on there, and I ran it like I did a car. And I carefully did this and that with it. I had seen our handyman running it and watched him closely to pick up a few pointers. And so I went over to this man's ditch, which went through his property. It was a driveway, and then the ditch went through the driveway, sort of a dip in it. It was filling up with mud and filling up with dirt and filling up with everything from the natural runoff of the water. And so he stood on one side of the ditch and I on the other with the tractor. And I took the scoop and I gently scooped up the mud and dropped it off to the side, scooped it up. Well, he stood no more than 3 or 4 inches from the tip of my blade, the tip of my bucket. And as he stood there, he had most confidence in me that you could imagine. And I was unsure of using that blade, but I said, "I know that I know that I know it," so I used it properly. But he was just moments, inches away from my blade as I was lifting it, as I was moving it, and never once did I touch him, fortunately. And he just believed in me something magnificent. And so I moved the dirt for him. And as I moved the dirt for him, I cleaned up his driveway and made it all as nice as I could. And I made it quite nice, in fact. And with the bucket of my tractor, I could do a lot of work and do it easily without a great strain to me. But it took a little bit of deft touching to bring it just the right amount, and the right amount of scraping and the right amount of cleaning. And then the neighbor came over as I finished, another neighbor, as I was still in this man's drive. And this man had gone back in the house, and I was turning my tractor around. And the neighbor was a minister of one of the local churches in Campo. And he said to me, he said, you're Dr. Barley, aren't you? I said, yeah. He said, why are you doing that for that man? I said, because I am doing it for him. Well, you know, he's a Seventh-day Adventist, and he's this, and he's that. I said, that's nice. He's a human being, and I'm meeting another human being's request. Well, he's not a nice man, and he says bad things about you and everybody. He just talks bad about everybody. He said, why would you do something nice for him? And I said, because that's my nature. Now, I wasn't about to preach to a preacher. He was a minister in the local church there, and I wasn't about to tell him what Jesus said, but I'll tell you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's not a matter of if somebody else is mean to you, you mean to be mean to them, because that's not what you want them to be to you. What you do is you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so I did to my neighbor without any thought. It just was my nature. I did to my neighbor what was the most natural thing for me in the world, to be of help. And I didn't expect him to say thank you. I didn't expect him to appreciate it. He said, why is the rain? You're cleaning the first bushes, the fire bushes off your property. You're making it so that the water will run all over my property and stuff like that. And I didn't pay attention to that. I didn't pay attention to his unhappy heart. All I did was reach out in love to a neighbor who was needing love. And I gave him the work of my tractor. I hadn't even thought about him being an unhappy man until the minister reminded me. If the ministers of this world, instead of reminding us of the unhappy people and how we shouldn't be nice to them because they're not nice, if the ministers of this world, like me, would remind everyone in this world, like Jesus, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and do it first. If I would like someone to be nice to me, I'm going to be nice to everybody in the world, unconditionally loving. I'm going to be thoughtful and courteous and kind to everyone in the world, because that's how I want everyone to be to me. You see, when I take charge, when I do the things that are necessary and right to be done, that make my heart feel good, then I am doing the right thing. And I will not give evil for evil, for I don't even recognize the evil. I only give good because I am good. Not because I get it or give it, but I give it because it's my nature to be good, to give good. Oh, Herb, you're such a Pollyanna. Yeah, isn't that nice? Everyone can be that if you wish. Everyone can do that right now if you wish. And that's the game I played. And you know, I take it on good authority that that's the right thing to do. Because the Master Teacher Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy being, and that's God within you. And love your neighbor just the same way you love yourself. And if I didn't love my neighbor with joy, if I didn't love myself with joy, I could not love my neighbor with joy. And so I love my neighbor with joy, the same joy that I love myself. This is what it's all about, isn't it? This is the name of the game, and how wonderful it is. Thank you, Jesus. That was a good little illustration. Appreciate it. So, have a lovely day, and know that because I love myself, I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.